And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. I want to thank you for joining me today. And today, it's a great day to be a real estate investor, my friends. I've been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since 2013. I've been a real estate investor since 2011, and it's incredible just how life over that time has changed from a dependency on W-2 income to the benefits and well-being of monthly passive income. And if you don't have any passive income in your life, that's where Lifestyles Unlimited comes in. We're here to guide and teach you literally step by step how to effectively purchase and invest in cash flowing real estate, and at the same time effectively buying your life back one chunk at a time. But yes, today's a great day. It's a wonderful time to be a real estate investor. I'm going to get into the seven levels of financial freedom later in the show and how real estate in particular can advance your net worth and growth level by level. That'll be later in the show, so stick with me. I'm going to get to an email first, and this is from our listener, George. Where he's coming from, where George is coming from, is not uncommon. I've seen it dozens, if not hundreds of times, but where I want to go before I read the email and answer the question, I want you to understand real estate investing is a life change. Real estate investing requires a mindset change. It's an acceptance that there is a different path to create wealth and passive income other than the conventional plan prescribed to us. And I choose that word specifically, prescribed to us in American society. However, real estate investing, if you want to change your life, it's going to require commitment and discipline. You can't teach real estate investing as the shiny new object and then not continue ongoing engagement. And that's a big reason personally for me when the opportunity came to do the show about 5 years ago, and I don't have any radio experience whatsoever. I have real estate investing experience, but the opportunity came along to volunteer and become a host for the radio show. Well, for me, I looked at it and I said, yeah, that would be great. But what I was at a time in my life where I needed weekly ongoing engagement and commitment. And the show came along and it was magical, really. I told myself, you know what, if you don't get out of your comfort zone, you'll never grow. And I've said that 1,000 times on this show. But really, the show, I get as much out of doing the show as our listeners do. It gives me that ongoing weekly engagement and commitment. I have to be engaged to do the show. I've got to bring you fresh information. I've got to bring you real estate facts. I've got to bring you anecdotes about my personal journey, anecdotes about other real estate investors and how they're doing it and best practices. But I'm engaged every day. Just in fact, in the last couple of weeks and over the weekend, I participated in investor votes on 3 different multifamily properties. I've reviewed at least 5 or 6 opportunities that are out there right now to invest in. But I think you'll see where I'm going as I review this email from George. So here we go. Hello, Mike. Wanted to reach out to you regarding rejoining Lifestyles. I listen to you and others on the podcast, and I really like how you present the information. Thanks, George. I'm looking to find out more on the single family education and mentorship. Somehow, when I was a member, I missed out on educational classes and how a mentor can strengthen my advancement. I want to learn more about managing the property, qualifying tenants, collecting rent, and handling all of this at possibly a long distance. And he says he's asking me because that was the path I took and he feels it's the path he's likely to take. And I did start very basic and very slow single family homes and then moved into multifamily investing. And eventually I'll move into syndication, becoming a syndicator, a lead investor, and owning my own property. So I still have some growing to go. Let's take the first part of that email. He wants to find out more about single family education and mentorship, and he says he missed out on it, and how a mentor can strengthen his advancement. So here we have a previous member. He was not all in at the time. That's okay. I have met, like I said, hundreds of people, many, many people who have joined or purchased real estate in the past and really weren't engaged after that time. In fact, a great friend of mine, his name's Jared. I believe he joined sometime around 2004 to 2007, right? Maybe 20 years ago. He did nothing at that time, and his membership, I guess, lacked, right? He never renewed it. He came back around and was extremely engaged on the second go-round. And just to tell you, Jared is extremely successful. He quite possibly one of the most savvy, financially savvy people I know. He's a prolific real estate investor today. And I don't know his net worth, but I know Jared's doing just fine. Let's put it that way. And he owes a lot of that to real estate investing. So joining Lifestyles Unlimited, I joined, like I said, I was a real estate owner prior, but I joined because I really didn't know what I was doing. I was having some success, but I knew in the back of my mind there were better ways to do this. So I needed the education, and that's why I joined. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, what are we? All in. At the end of the day, we are an educational, networking, and mentoring organization. George mentioned he wants to start with single family and go from there. That's the same path I took. So education, we have a ton of it. It's again, you have to get engaged, but thousands upon thousands of online hours within our education program. But George, I want you to start from the very beginning. Our Financial Freedom Seminar, it is the 16-hour seminar, 8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday. Rejoin and attend the first opportunity you get in person, the Financial Freedom Seminar. If you have to travel, travel. It's worth it. Do it. I used to do it, I still do it at least once a year, but early on I was doing it twice a year because I'm always picking up something different. So the 16-hour Financial Freedom Seminar, it's essential to that early step of getting re-engaged and reinvigorated. Now, our online program, Single Family Education. George, if you really want to dive deep in single family, I suggest you join at the challenge level. I'm not here to sell memberships. I've never tried to sell memberships, but what you're asking me in the email is going to be best be covered at our challenge level. And if you're just now catching Lifestyles Unlimited, we have 3 levels of membership. We have the Financial Freedom Program. I believe it's only $249 a year. You'll have to call the office and check with them. There is a promo running. That's the level I joined at, okay? I didn't go to challenge level until I already had purchased 4 single family rental homes. Then it made sense for me to make the bump. But just based on your email, George, the challenge level would serve you well. There's many, many advantages. When you join, there is a challenge member guide. I believe it's about 8 pages. Okay, go through that, and it's got a checklist of things to accomplish. And you could do this, boom, all within the first day or two. Okay, sign up for that first Financial Freedom Seminar. Go through the challenge member guide step by step. There is a video. It is the single family orientation video. It's going to go step by step just how our program works and benefits you educationally so that you can become a single family investor. Again, you don't want to do this blind. I tried it blind. I slugged my way through, realized there was something there, and then joined Lifestyles Unlimited and was literally blown away at all the advantages I didn't even know existed with purchasing rental property and how to take advantage of those strategies and literally how to make money 5 ways. I had no idea. I didn't know, but I learned it within Lifestyles Unlimited, within the education piece. Now, there is a financial goals worksheet. There's a link to that document. It's going to be in your welcome email when you rejoin. It's also going to be on what we call the portal. When you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, you can log in. That's the portal. There is so much there. There's an ongoing calendar of events all over the country. You can sign up for those events. You can click on within the portals, the education piece, especially the single family education piece. You need to go through that. There's probably 12 or 15 online classes to do. This is all in addition to the Financial Freedom Seminar. Now, if you're listening to me, you're like, wow, Mike, that sounds like a lot. Is it a lot to change your life? Is it a lot to create passive income? Is that too much to grow your net worth into the seven figures? I don't think it's too much. You just have to get to that point where you say, I'm going to do this. Keep in mind, I was the biggest procrastinator on the planet. I told myself for at least 4 or 5 years that I wanted to buy rental property. Finally did it. I bought it within a self-directed IRA because I didn't know any better. And then 2 years after that, I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. And then upon joining, I waited another 6 months before I bought my first property within the Lifestyles Unlimited model. So, George, I'm here to say I was just like you, okay? I wasn't engaged until the minute I was. And you're just like hundreds upon hundreds of other people. Now, once you sign up at that challenge level, you can participate in what we call the single family road trips. They're done on a monthly basis. There's two per month out of each Lifestyles Unlimited office. Many of these you can do online. I suggest you go in person. A single family road trip is incredible. I remember my first one. You literally go and meet at a rental property that is either for sale or that one of our members has just purchased. You're not going to see the finished product. You're going to see the product through the rehab stage, right? Here's the product we got. Here's what we're doing. Here's the plans for it. Here's what we purchase it, the original purchase price. Here's the rehab that we're having to do. Here's the estimated value at the end of rehab. Mentors are going to be there. A lot of members are going to be there. The road trips are incredible. Engage in road trips, okay? You're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn how to create a scope of work. You're going to meet vendors on the road trips. And very importantly, you're going to be able to network with other Lifestyles Unlimited members, other real estate investors. George, I got a bunch more for you. We're going to pick it up on the other side with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm reviewing an email from one of our listeners, George. And George, I just want to say I applaud you for your commitment to get reengaged as a real estate investor. It's a step that a lot of people won't take. They keep telling themselves, oh, one day I'm going to do it. And George, you're doing it. So congrats to you. Reach back to me. Let me know how things are going. But let's go through what you mentioned in your email that you wanted to rejoin and you definitely wanted to take advantage of some of the education. And I mentioned that in the last segment, if you missed it. Case study. So important. We have a monthly at each of our Lifestyles Unlimited offices. You can check the online portal, the calendar for dates, times, and locations. You can tune into those from your own home. I prefer you go in person, okay? Go as often as you can. You're going to meet, again, you're going to network and meet like-minded investors. I've made many, many friends at those case studies, but I remember my first ones, and I'm not an extrovert, believe it or not. You're kind of timid, but everybody just so welcoming. Hey, come on in. Who are you? Where are you from? What are you doing? Now I know many, many people on a first name basis. Those case studies are great because it's an affirmation of what you want to do. You're going to see people at different stages in their path as real estate investors as to what they're doing, what they've recently accomplished. You're going to see typically two single family, which you're interested in, George, case studies. And then the third is typically multifamily. Sometimes it's one single family, one multifamily. It might be one passive multifamily investor or a syndicator. They're always different. They're always fresh. So hit those case studies. They're great. Classes and events. We have classes on a monthly basis. Again, check the portal. Dates, times, locations. Put these on your personal calendar, right? You want to get reengaged. You've got to make a commitment to it, just like you'd make a commitment to a doctor's appointment that you have. Hey, Thursday at 5:30, I'm going to case study in Dallas or Houston, whatever it is. Put it on there. Hey, there's a class on Tuesday. It's at noon. It's online. I'm going to tune in because it's a subject I'm interested in. And there's all sorts of classes. And then, George, networking, networking, networking. I get as much information from other members and real estate investors as I do from the education. So, George, it's up to you. It takes commitment and discipline, but set that timeline, put it on your calendar, make time for you. This is about your future growth. And I'll share this with you. If you want to live the life that others don't live, you have to be doing the things that others won't do. I love that. Now, George, you mentioned you want info about managing the property, qualifying tenants, collecting rent, handling it all at a long distance. We teach that. It's all in our education. We have members that are doing this now. In fact, one of the radio hosts, Andy Webb, he's got some properties in Southeast Texas. It's probably a 4 or 5 hour drive away. Is Andy going out there all the time? No, not at all. He's probably been out there maybe twice. Qualifying the resident, you can do that online. There's a third-party vendor service. Send the resident to that. And again, I'm just giving you a 40,000-foot flyover. They enter all their information. They pay the fees to the company. You get an email back basically seeing what the standards are, what this resident is. They're going to do the credit check, the background check, the pedophile check, the rent check, the bankrupt. They're checking everything, and you're going to get a full statement on who these people are, and then you can make your decision whether they qualify to rent your property. The lease can be sent online, DocuSign. We'll show you which lease to use. Rent can be paid online in many different ways. So with email and cell phones, distance doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But again, we can teach you and show you how to set this up. This is what our mentors are for, okay? Other members will help you, but your mentor will help you. A few weeks back, I just had Odin Fisher on the show. He qualifies all his residents and leases and everything all from his cell phone. It's easier today than it's ever been. I'll tell you, most renters today, they don't want to write you and mail you a check. They're not going to do that. They want to pay online. They can see your property online. They could view it online. They could lease it online. They can fill out the qualification online. They pay for rent online. It's a beautiful day and age that we live in. I attended a case study some time back. I remember as a couple, they're in the Army. They're stationed in Virginia, and I think they own something like 20 units here in Texas. They're managing themselves from 7 states away. We have a lead investor, Gerard. He's a great friend of mine. He's in the Carolinas. He started many years ago. He's a financial trader in New York City, and he was buying single-family properties sight unseen in Memphis, Tennessee. So there's just hundreds upon hundreds of examples. We have software that you can subscribe to that will help you. Property Evaluation Quest. I've used it numerous times. I can literally evaluate a property in minutes and then decide if I need to take the next step and move forward on that property. We have accounting software. We have everything. We're a one-stop shop. But again, like Lynn Morrow said, you will get as much out of Lifestyles Unlimited as you put into it. So it's endless. It's just how much you want to put into it. Now, let's get into the 7 levels of financial freedom. Okay, this is a progression. That first level, and many people don't even reach it, it's clarity. Where are you financially and where do you want to go? Sounds real simple. Fill out a PFS, right? A personal financial statement. There's forms online. Here's what I own. Here's what I owe. At the bottom, once you put it all in, it's about 4 pages. It's going to calculate automatically, and it's going to tell you what your net worth is, okay? Figure out where you are financially, where you want to go. Self-sufficiency. This is more than just moving out of mom and dad's house and being able to cover your expenses. That's the first part of self-sufficiency, but really it's about not needing any sort of monthly stipend. You can take care of your financial obligations, that self-sufficiency. I'll share with you this. I know 40-year-olds that are not self-sufficient. They are either getting a monthly piece from some sort of trust that was set up for them, and it's not enough. They're still working, so they have that little piece that comes in each and every month to help them along the way. But if you're relying on that, you're not self-sufficient. There are 40-year-olds that are still getting money from their parents. That's not self-sufficient. So while these levels sound real basic, many people never achieve them. Okay, so we move from clarity to self-sufficiency to breathing room. What is breathing room? Breathing room is when you're no longer paycheck to paycheck. You're able to save some money, invest some money, but you're not paycheck to paycheck, right? You've got a little bit extra at the end of each month. So you're doing what you need to cover your financial expenses, and then you got that little bit, right? Now we're getting to the part to where you're close to becoming a real estate investor, but you need essentially that breathing room stage. And from breathing room, you go to stability. What is stability? No bad debt, 6 months worth of expenses for emergencies. That's where Dave Ramsey and I agree. Bad debt is consumer debt. It's car debt. It's college debt. It's loans. It's credit card debt. All that is bad, bad, bad. Get rid of it. It's only dragging you down. You're paying your debt. Your debt is not paying you. We're going to talk about that in a sec. Yes, you can have debt pay you, right? I use investor debt. I use quality debt to buy assets, and the assets are paying me, but I use that debt to purchase those assets. So stability, no bad debt, minimum 6 months worth of funds set aside for emergencies. Don't touch that. Now at this level, okay, now you can start looking at real estate as an investment. You're stable and you've got money set aside. You're no longer living paycheck to paycheck, so you've got extra money each and every month. As a real estate investor, as your net worth grows, you can move into level 5. That's what's called flexibility. Okay, now you're going to have at least a year of money set aside in that emergency fund. Okay, I don't necessarily have an emergency fund anymore, but I do keep 5% of my net worth in cash. Okay, 5% of my net worth is in cash. It's going to be different for everybody. I've got that just in case anything goes crazy. Boom, I'm fine. I can take care of business. I can hold down the fort for a while, right? I also have that. That's my deal fund at the same time. So when an investment comes along and I want to take advantage of it and pull the trigger, as John Pry would say, one of our members, that's my dry powder. Boom, I can take it out. And then I've got to rebuild that fund. So I'm keeping 5% in cash. I know some members that keep 10% in cash, but we're able to get there because we're real estate investors. And as real estate investors, we have ongoing cash flow each month, each quarter, each and every year. Like I mentioned earlier, I've got a property selling, should get a big hit in June to the positive, that will blow my cash up, and I've got to deploy a lot of that cash. Okay. So I know that's coming. I even did a show last week discussing the fact that 30 to 40% of my portfolio can turn over the next 2 years. I've got to be prepared for that. I've got to have a plan. From flexibility, you're going to move into level 6, financial independence. This is where we want to go as real estate investors. What is financial independence? It's when you're living off of the income that your investments are generating. This is where we're different than the conventional world. The conventional world tells you save, 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 save. You're going to be old, and then you're going to have a giant bag of money or a box of money, and then you just pull a little bit out each and every month and live forever and travel the world. Well, it's a pipe dream. But financial independence literally is where my passive income meets or exceeds my monthly financial obligations. Financial independence, right? We call that retirement here. We throw that term around at Lifestyles Unlimited because retirement's not an age, it's a financial condition. Now, there is one more level after financial independence, abundant wealth. Level 7, money isn't a concern. You have more money than you'll ever need. There's no in between. You go from financial independence, and if you're doing your homework, you're staying engaged, you're investing, you're doing everything that got you to level six. Well, if you continue doing that at level six, you're going to flow into level seven, like it or not, if you're going to keep going. Abundant wealth, money isn't a concern, right? What's the saying? You can have enough money to do everything you want in life, but you'll never have enough money to do anything. So I guess I know some people that can do anything. But I think abundant wealth, look, just enough to have an average, everyday, nice life and not be worried, right? Go do what we want, when we want, with whomever we want. So the goal is financial independence. And then if you continue on that path, you're going to flow into abundant wealth. Let's mention our free workshop quickly. This is how you learn how to make money five ways on a single family property and six ways on a multi-family property. We have those all the time. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's our financial freedom workshop. And you can see what we do and how we do it and our strategies. And if you like that, the opportunity to join Lifestyles Unlimited will come. I am optimistic about the next few years as a real estate investor. We're coming into a fantastic time to be investing in apartments and single family properties. The last 2 years, real estate investing momentum wise, velocity wise, has been a bit of a pause. It's because inflation and interest rates. Now, do I expect either one of these to go away? No, I don't. I don't think they're going to go away anytime in the near term, right? The next 2 years. However, the United States is a retail economy. The fuel that runs the engine of the U.S. economy is nothing more than positive optimism, right? If people are feeling good about the future, they're going to spend money. And boy, it's amazing. People are feeling confident about the future again. Confidence is all we need. I will tell you right now, retail sales are up. Vehicle sales, F-150s, Chevy Silverados, the money was always there to buy those. People just weren't buying them because they didn't have any confidence. Guess what? They're buying them now. Small business ownership optimism has gone through the roof. The positive outlook for small business owners is up 41%. Why? Because the last 4 years offered nothing more than confusion, pain, frustration. And as a result, momentum, real estate flow, real estate investing flow slowed. It had been paused, but that's no longer the case. Look, regulations are going away, especially in regard to energy development supply, massive investments coming to the U.S. What does this mean for the future? It means jobs, jobs, jobs. It means reduced energy costs are coming at all levels, not just gasoline. You'll see utility costs come down as well. And if the cost of energy and fuel comes down, then the cost of everything else comes down. Food, commodities, goods, services, fuel surcharges on freight will go away. And if everyday people have more money in their pocket, they will spend more. They will invest more. Again, we're a retail economy. Now, when we boil all this down, what does it mean for the real estate investor? It means a momentum shift. More opportunities are coming along. I'm seeing them now. I'm seeing deal flow pick up, right? Pick up like they haven't in the last recent past, the last 2 years. These reduced costs, reduced utility and energy costs, they're going to translate into increased net operating income on current and future investments, right? The NOI is going to go up. It's going to make the value of those investments go up. It's going to increase the cash flow on those investments. Now, more jobs, and keep in mind, real estate is local. These jobs aren't just going to be created anywhere. Understand this when you're considering where to invest your money in real estate. The jobs, the factories, the manufacturing plants, the electrical generation plants, the warehouses that are needed to support the additional goods, all these jobs are going to be created in business-friendly states. I want you to understand that. More job creation is going to apply pressure to the demand for clean, functional places to live. And that's what we do, friends, as real estate investors. That's our product. Our product is a clean, functional place to live. Best product, best price, managed by the best people. And we're going to have a product that is, it's in demand now. It's really going to be in demand in these areas where this job creation is coming. This trillions upon trillions have been announced to be invested in the United States. These are going to be plants, factories, more supply, more jobs. And more jobs mean more people are going to be moving to good areas, and they're going to need a place to live. And that's the product we supply. So the good economic areas are going to get better. The bad ones are going to get worse. I think you understand what I'm saying. Along the way, I always want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.